Bangin' Beers Podcast. We are live, episode 173. Last call with Turkey Hill Brewing Company. So we have Turkey Hill Brewing Company. We have our show beer, which is going to be from 1787. This is the Fern Sholly. We have a little bit of Gallows Hill Spirits. There are Gallo Pizzette.
Gallo Hill Spirits. That's great.
Yeah. A specialty chai. And then we have a Stone Mountain Steel Plow barrel aged bourbon cider. Didn't even know that was a thing.
I haven't had a barrel aged cider yet myself.
Yeah. So if you see in the title, this is the last call for Bangin' Beers Podcast. I know we talked about this before and we tried to keep it going, but it's tough. It's really, really hard. Full disclosure, running five shows on the IWP network was a daunting task to start 4 years ago, and it didn't get easier. And I'm just speaking for myself. If Bob wants to chime in after, he's more than welcome to, but there's a lot of sacrifice and time away from friends and family and making plans to do things and not getting invited to do things because people say, well, you're always busy doing the podcast and you miss out a lot on life dedicated to do this. And when the numbers just kind of don't reflect that, it's hard to motivate yourself to keep going. And plus when you're out there like trying to promote and do everything you're supposed to do, it's hard to keep that as a thing as well, because it's like, hey, I have five shows and you want to equally promote each show so one doesn't fall behind. And it sucks. Like for a while there, I felt like I still have little doubt in my head that I failed. You know what I mean? Like I wish it would have gotten bigger and we could have had opportunities, but I don't want to take away from the fact of the opportunities we have had in 4 years. We've got to do a live podcast at a Brewfest. We have been invited to places like Mellow Mink. We got to sit down with Harris Family, Liquid Noise, the boys at Pilguru at Trogues, even though no one ever seen the footage because at the time our equipment was awful. We sat down with, I know there's another one in there, I'm just having a break. Rusty Rail. God, how can I forget that? Great moments. Invited to different breweries. Bars. We sat and did episodes inside bars. The connections we've made, the people we've met, breweries in Pennsylvania we became close friends with. We made a lot of really fun connections. Made great connections with other podcast creators. It's Just Beer Podcast. Last Beer Podcast, like the craft beer poor people. We met so many cool people. But unfortunately, like I said, it's not easy to maintain and manage and do it the right way. I mean, anyone can make content and put it out there and just do it for the love of the game. And I appreciate that. I think that's awesome. But I'm too competitive. And if I don't see growth and I don't see numbers, at some point in time, I have to readjust, and I'm at the point where I've readjusted so many times, I can't figure out how to do five and maintain it. And if I keep one and then get rid of three, then it's just mentally, it's a huge mental block for me. So going forward, the links are below. I put them all in the chat. Essentially, the content you love here when it comes to beers and the paranormal supernatural talk and the pro wrestling and the pop culture and all that will all be under one brand now. It'll be under the Anthony Blackwell side of things. So if you just search Anthony Blackwell Jr. on all social media, that's essentially where I'm posting my stuff. So when you think of the world, and love him or hate him, some of the names I say, but if you think of the Chris Van Fleets, the Joe Rogans, the like all of the people who are that brand of content creator, they all go by just their name because they're selling themselves as the product. And it's a lot easier for people to be like, oh, because I'm out so much and I'm meeting people and putting my face there. It's just easier for me to say, this is me. This is what I do. Go follow me and support me. And then you just type my name in and it pops up. So my idea is we're still gonna make content, myself and Bob. It just won't be under the Bangin' Beers Podcast name. And it won't even be a podcast-themed show. It'll just be like a video. It'll be just content creating. It'll be stuff that you watch on YouTube and you enjoy. Because the audio side of the podcast wasn't doing well. Like, for all the shows, not many people listened to Tornado Tag. Not many people listened to Bangin' Beers. But people...
It was all the video.
They watched, they liked the video. So that going forward is we're going to have a tab underneath the Anthony Blackwell channel, Blackwell Jr. channel, that's going to say like beers, bars, and beers, bars, breweries, reviews. And we're still going to do all that stuff. And we're still going to have like the beer content. Will it be weekly? Will it be bi-weekly? We don't really know. It'll just be kind of like when we can get together and do it and go out somewhere and film. We're still down to interviewing anyone in the beer community, breweries, bars, all that. We're still down to, if you want to, have us, just reach out. My new link will be out there so you guys can check it out and support and follow along. I did put in the chat the new YouTube, the link tree to follow us and follow myself on all social media, and the Patreon if you want to help and support that way. It's, you can do as little as a dollar. Already with only having two vlogs that I just never finished, I just had the intros made. I was like, fuck it. Instead of like letting them go to waste, I just put them up. And I mean, they're not blowing all the world up, but that's only two pieces of content I have on it. And we already have like 125 subscribers, which is kind of crazy because that's only been a week. And this channel's been around for almost a year and a half. And this one's at like 118. You know what I mean? So it the idea of marketing myself.
Part of that is the fact that anybody who sees that now, chances are they have familiarity with your name from the others.
Exactly.
And so it's not like you're walking in on something that you don't know anything about.
Exactly. So it is good that we already have the crossover, which is exactly what the intention was. You know what I mean? But yeah, so it is a last call for the brand of Banging Beers. The merchandise will all still be there. If you want to put Bob or myself on the Chetty logo, if you want to wear the Banging Beer stuff, it's all still there. You can all still support it. You can take your glass home if you want today too. But yeah, all that will still be there. We love you guys so much. Seriously, the 4 years of you guys joining the chat and hanging out and talking to us means the world. It really, really does. And the people who like seen us and recognize us and supported us, we appreciate it. The Bangin' Bears banner is very proud of that. But unfortunately, this will be the last time. Anything you want to add on to it?
I'm kind of sad to see it go. I know I talked you into keeping it on life support twice.
Yeah.
But
even today was hard. Like, I did a wrestling show last night. I have one in about 4 hours. And then just like, obviously football season. It's tough. You have to make a lot of sacrifices.
I didn't think I would enjoy doing this as much as I do.
Yeah.
I think we were just at the point where, just a little bit more time, and this probably would have got a lot of bigger, because it wasn't, even though it wasn't generally the public that was picking up on it, we were starting to get some real recognition from the industry.
Yeah.
And I think that was even more important.
Yeah. My biggest thing is I felt like I couldn't give it all that I possibly could have given it. And the fact that we're getting recognized, I felt like I would have been almost frauding them that I wasn't giving it as much as I possibly could have. You know what I mean? Like, and then we're getting these opportunities, and I'm not half-assing it, but I only have so much that I can spread myself thin on, you know? And like I said, with this new channel, I can definitely do that more. Like, I can say like, hey, I'm building this brand. Let's go and still do a brewery thing. Like, that's all going to still be a thing. But I agree, man. I definitely think this had a lot of potential, but it's just hard. It's really, really tough. Like, and this isn't a woe is me. This isn't a fucking pity Blackwell, but like, I've missed, like, last weekend to go to a wrestling show, I missed like a really, really close friend's wedding. Like, I didn't go to a wedding because I'm chasing this dream to build my brand and to get myself out there. I didn't go to a funeral for someone I cared a lot about recently because I wanted to record an interview. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just like the small things. Like, hey, we're gonna have a date night this weekend, sorry, can't record an episode today. Like, all that's been the reoccurring thing for 4 years. And then it's just kind of like, hey, can we get some support here when it comes to like doing one thing? And it's like, nah, I quit. It's like, cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's hard.
I follow you.
Yeah. It's hard to stay positive in those situations, but it, like I said, the Anthony Blackwell side of things will still go around. There will be a podcast attached to that. It'll be more almost kind of like Interviews with Everyday People style, where it'll be more of an interview style podcast instead of just like drink beers and ramble. There's gonna be some structure to it. I'm not gonna say I wasn't trying before, but I'm gonna try to make it a little more fine-tuned this time around because I can put more attention on doing that. But let's get in the chat here. So Ryan Vox said, it's a little early for me, but I'll have a beer with you. Cheers. Thanks, Ryan. Well, last night you know, we had a blast at Outbreak Wrestling. Thank you once again for having us. Holy shit, it's iHeartABJ. There it is. Ravishing Ricky, the first person to buy the new t-shirt. And it's not even the official logo. So the new podcast can be called the ABJ Podcast.
Yeah, I saw.
But if you put a little space between the A and the BJ, it gets a little funny, you know? So we're going to lean into that. We are all Anthony Blackwell Jr. fanboys. Appreciate that, Chio. Thank you so much. Chio, another one who showed a lot of support on the IWEP network. Like I said, this is not easy. I put a lot of my heart and a lot of my soul and talked about a lot of things and talked and poured my heart into this project for 4 years. And it's not easy for me to just let it go. It might seem that way from the outside. It's like, oh, he's throwing it away. But there's a lot that went into this decision. And it's still not easy. I was down on myself for almost a month, because I kind of knew this was kind of coming, and it sucks. Obviously, if there was more money behind it and I wasn't chasing and trying to like work odd ends and jobs to make money to do things. And like I said, I walked away from careers and jobs to try to chase this, you know what I mean? And to try to spread myself thin in 5 shows. And it was just hard to do it by myself, you know? And instead of maybe building a team, I just kind of put on my back and just, instead of focusing on 5, focus on 1, but still do the 5 things I care about and keep the ones who want to keep participating with me and go. And that's kind of the plan here. But once again, thank you guys so much. We have our first beer poured. This one kind of has a little story, because we're supposed to have this a couple weeks ago on Not Cool in High School. So this is from 1787 Brewing Company in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. So once again, themed from last night for Outbreak Wrestling. This is called the Fern Sholly. Give us a little background on this. Beer with history. This is fun.
Just a little ad lib, or go through the
a little bit here. Of both. Ad lib. You could ad lib and then tell us about the write-up.
So Not Cool in High School episode that Tony's talking about dealt with the movie A League of Their Own, which was about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League that took place. It actually started during World War II and ended in 1954. One of the actual for real players in the league was named Fern Schallenberger, and she was originally from Hamburg. She was an all-star several times. She played third base. She had one of the the highest fielding percentage. She played almost the entire length of the league. I believe she played 8 consecutive years, and she played until the league broke up. She didn't start out the first year, but
yeah, she was amazing.
But, they named the beer after her.
Yeah,
and that's where they come up with Fern Sholly.
Yeah, so if you're into the movie A League of Their Own, or the TV show that just came out, or just the history of that league at all, yeah, there was a really, 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 not just someone who played, or hey, you know, like in the wrestling business, like, hey, I did a job match one time with King Kong Bundy in 74, or I just went in there and got the shit kicked out of me. You know what I mean? Like, she was an all-star, like, and played the entire length of the league, and didn't ride the bench. Like, she was a beast. She was good at what she did, and she was from Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and the brewery recognized its local history and made a beer after. So what's the write-up on this?
So Fern Sholly from 1787 Brewing of Hamburg, Pennsylvania. This is considered an American IPA. It comes in at 7% ABV, and it's rated at 70 IBUs. It's been checked in 1,300 times, roughly, where it averages a 3.6. I have 17 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.63. This was actually one of the first IPAs. I had a problem with IPAs for a long time, and I did not enjoy them in the beginning.
Yeah.
This was one of the first IPAs I actually had that I enjoyed, and this was the first time I ever had an IPA on draft when I had this.
Really?
So, I don't know if I would rate it as high as today, but I rated this pretty high. The write-up goes, named after Hamburg native Fern Schallenberger, who played third base in the All-American Girls Pro Baseball League from 1946 to 1954. This beer has a balanced hop bitterness, flavor, and aroma from Centennial and Citra hops, a very easy-drinking IPA. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, clean, light, bitter, and sweet.
So what do you get when you drink this beer? Like, what are you tasting? If you had to describe this beer or try to put it next to another one.
And actually, I get kind of piney up front, but not to the point where it's cat piss smell. It's all pine. And second, I would go with hoppy. And even though it's not really a flavor, I would say smooth would probably be next.
Okay. Maybe I'm crazy on this. And if I am, please tell me, because I am weird. So immediately I drink this and I get the hoppy, I get the piney, I get everything you just said. So it definitely tastes like you're drinking an IPA. But the back half of this.
A little malty?
Malty. It's almost if like an IPA and an Oktoberfest had a baby. I kind of get a little bit of the...
There's definitely maltiness. I mean, it's a beer, so there's malt
in it.
But yeah, there's definitely a definite malt on the background.
Yeah, it's because like when you pour it, I was like, that's a color. That's for me, that is the color beer I want all day long. Because that's usually like the amber lagers I like. That is the Oktoberfest, the Marzen style I like. So maybe it's just the color trick in me to making me think I'm drinking a Marzen, but it is 100% an IPA, and you're gonna get a lot of hop, you're gonna get a lot of that bitter and pine, but that malty, I almost get a little bit of the that style of that amber ale almost with it as well, at least me anyway. I like this is good.
Yeah, I still believe it's a great IPA, and again, if you have someone that is not an IPA drinker and they consistently find IPAs too bitter, I would say this is one of the great gateway ones to get someone to try again.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that is our show beer that we'll be sipping on throughout the episode, and then we have our first one cracked here from Turkey Hill Brewing Company. While Bob's pulling that up, I will pull up Turkey Hill Brewing Company and give you guys kind of an idea. If you are wondering, if this is your first time or last time, Turkey Hill Brew, we use the app Untappd. How Bob was just saying, he's been using it since the inception of his beer career, I guess, and he can go back and remember, oh, this is when I had this the first time, and he can go back and see how much his palate changed. And it's a fun app. So if you're into drinking beer or even trying beer, or you want to maybe get in the craft beer scene, it's a really fun app. It's almost like a social media brand app where you can see other people's check-ins and have friends and post stuff and kind of find out what's around you. It's really, really helpful tool for the craft beer world. So Turkey Hill Brewing Company is a brew pub in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. It averages a 3.67 average. It has made 410 beers. Only location is the one in Bloomsburg. You can find them at turkeyhillbrewingcompany.com. 29,000 total check-ins, 7K unique, 1K like, and the address is 991 Central Road, PA, and it's from us, it's about 20 miles. They do have a Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram that you can go follow. I'm going to pull up their website here just to see if they what they got going on here when it comes to things. So they do have a food menu. So
yeah, that's full kitchen.
They do live music. There's cornhole tournaments going on. There's a complete September live music festival. They have that up there if you want to check out. Looks like a beautiful restaurant. Looks like there's wine available. They have an online store. Yeah, and it's not like looking at it too. This is not like brew pub food. This is like full meals. Like I'm looking at like chicken breasts with linguine, and it's a whole deal here. You can go here for a full-fledged meal, take the wife out for a nice meal, but you can still get some cool craft beers at the end of it, you know.
Yeah, they if I remember correctly, they went into business in 2011. It's also on the same grounds as the Turkey Hill, I believe it's called the Turkey Hill Inn. There's like a bed and breakfast there.
Okay.
And the building was, it was originally a barn from the 1830s that they did over to turn into the brew pub.
So currently on tap, this is their tap list, is the Barn Dance Blonde Ale, the Bruin Moon Oktoberfest. I love me some Oktoberfest. My favorite time of the year right now. On Nitro Light Street Porter. Is Yuengling's Oktoberfest in shelves yet?
To be honest, I haven't looked, but I'd be surprised if it's not. The last 2 years, they let it out in July and August.
Yeah. So. I've been so broke and busy with everything, I haven't even looked at beers on shelves. A Midsummer Night Saison, Caddy Cream Ale, Infligate New England IPA, American Oak Spiral, Urban Abbey Apricot Wheat Ale. I couldn't even pronounce Havayad New England. Havayad. I see what they're doing here. New England IPA. IPA. Another Inflategate. New England. Inflategate. Tom Brady jokes. Yeah. Got you. See what you're doing there. Abbey, Urban Abbey, Abandoned Sour Series, Cask Revelation Pale Ale, Donnie Doubles French Oak Chardonnay Barrel Aged Beer. It just goes on and on. They have so much. They have Crowlers for sale. $11 for a Crowler. They have barrel aged bottles. Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Yeah, definitely check them out. All right, what do we got here? I've been talking the whole time. I completely forgot what I was drinking.
Right here.
The Revelation Pale Ale.
So this one is Revelation Pale Ale from the Turkey Hill Brewing Company of Bloomsburg, PA. It's considered an American Pale Ale. It comes in at 5.3% ABV, and it's rated at 54 IBUs. It's been checked in roughly 1,600 times, where it averages a 3.67. I have 17 friend check-ins with no highlight. It averages a 3.44 there. The write-up is pretty short and to the point. An American Pale Ale on the hoppy side, slight citrus flavor, dry. The flavor profile is listed as hoppy, smooth, citrusy, dry, and light.
What do you think of this one? Have you had any of these, or this is the first time?
I've had this one once before. I would say that's pretty spot on.
All day. This is an all day beer. So my problem is I walk into a place and it has, like, if I don't do a flight and I just look and go, all right, I'll just stick with either a lager, a pilsner, or
I can't remember if they do flights or not. And there's two bars in the place. There's an upstairs bar and a downstairs bar.
Okay. So then I drink that first one, and if it hits like this one just did, I'm like, I'm good for the day. This is what I'm gonna lock in at. That's kind of what I, you know, it's my problem. Real quick too, you want to talk about flights? How much normally does a flight go at a place? Like $11, $12.
So I've seen places where they'll charge as little as $2 or $2.50 for the short pour. So usually anywhere from like $2 to $3 times however many are in a flight.
Yeah,
and I've actually. Although it's rare, I've seen places that go up to like 10 or 12. Most places, it's usually only 4 or 5.
Yeah, but 4 or 5 is the average. What is it? What is your average price that you pay for a 4 or 5 flight?
Unless we go to some place I've never been to before, I don't do them a lot anymore because... Yeah.
You like your full pours.
Well, plus now, most of the places that I go to regularly... I've had everything that they have. Mm-hmm. And if they have something new, it's usually only, unless it's like the Humboldt where there's 50 on tap all the time, it's only one or two, and it doesn't necessarily warrant.
What if I told you you can get a flight of every single beer on a menu for $20?
How many are on the menu?
18.
That's a bargain, probably. Yeah.
Pilgrim.
Ah.
Yeah. There the other day, and I looked down the bar, and it just filled with flights. I was like, "Is that your whole menu?" They're like, "Yeah, we do the entire menu for flights."
12 or 20,
yeah. 20. For right. Like, well, I think they only had 18 on tap, but out of the 18 or 20, whatever it is, the full flight for $20. You could try everything in the brewery for $20. I was like, "That is crazy low, like insanely low." It was awesome. They have this new beer. Sorry, side tangent. They have the Skookin' Around on tap. Love that beer. They have this rice lager that they...
Yeah, that was on tap the last time I was there. I didn't get that.
So good. So good. Drink that all day long. It's in cans right now, so you can go get it. I think that's probably it's been like our we go to like this one place we do commentary at. We usually stop and get a four pack and then drink a four pack while we're doing commentary at this wrestling show. Delicious, really good rice lager. But they also put this one on called Clippins. Anyway, it's when people mow their grass and blow it all in the street, and people, and then the old people are calling them clippings instead of clippings. Yeah, I can't really describe it, man, but it's just an IPA, but it's tasty. It's really, really, really good. And two or three people who got the entire menu flight, I think two or three of them said that was their beer of the day, like that was their beer of the day. So
it's a little out of the way for me, but I still try and get in there at least once a month.
Yeah.
That's maybe if the board's rolled over a lot the next time I go, I will do a flight, but I usually will do three or four full pours there, and then it's after work, so you know that's an extra 25 minutes in the wrong direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
well, now that I have somewhat of a personal life again, I'll probably going back a lot more. They just started a pro wrestling club where once a month we're going to get like a group of people together and hang out there and talk pro wrestling and do fun things. Yesterday we did it, and it was just like we kind of just hung out and we didn't really have anything planned, and it was kind of like not sure how we're doing it, kind of feeling it out, but we watched a little bit of a pay-per-view and just kind of all bullshit and talked. But we're trying to make it into like a thing
at the brewery,
yeah, where it's kind of like a monthly get together for pro wrestling fans. So if you're into pro wrestling and you're looking for a place once a month to hang out and just hang out with other pro wrestling fans and talk, we can do that. We're gonna try to find some fun things to do with that. So yeah, this is a great beer. Love this. I think everyone checked out on us. Football's time right now. Speaking of football, how bad are my team? Oh, only down 3-0. Oh, never mind. They're about to get scored on again. Yeah,
Roadhouse Lou already texted me twice with bad Dolphins news.
Yeah. Lions kicked the field goal, and they're about to probably score again on us. So, yeah, Washington's killing the game. Oh, my God. I hate my team sometimes. Washington punt, field goal. Yep. Anyway, that's depressing. Let's get our next one here. The Urban Abbey Apricot Wheat Ale. If you are not watching football because your team's terrible like mine, you're hanging out with us at Banging Beers, we appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out. For our last call, if you're in the chat and you have been a longtime listener, or maybe you just popped in here and there, what is some of your favorite moments on Banging Beers podcast? You've been going back and re-listening to stuff. How far did you get?
I'm still in season one. Maybe two or three episodes past the you had all the girls on
Banging Beers with Bitches.
Yes,
which wasn't my idea for the title. They wanted that, but it was Banging Beers. That was a good one. Yeah, we had three girls on, local friends of mine, and they wanted to do a Banging Beers with Bitches episode, and it was a nightmare. Not really a nightmare, but it was really funny. At one point in the episode, Scylla, she drinks her first sour ever and just didn't know how to react to it, so she just screamed because it like puckered the back of her throat. But yeah, that was a fun episode. I mean, the pipe bomb. Remember the pipe bomb? That was a good moment. Sitting and sulk the whole time. I don't even care anymore. I tried to mend that bridge, and it was no going. But yeah, I remember that when we would just have someone show up completely shit-faced drunk before the show even started, and I'd ask them numerous times to please stop doing that, and it was never respected or reciprocated. But don't worry, guys. I'm the asshole. I don't care anymore. Wow. Holy shit. That's fantastic.
That's real apricot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muy bien, super.
Sí.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. Very good. Super.
Oh, look at it. I'm killing it. That dual angle is paling off. even though I stopped doing it for a while. I'm going to pick it back up. I'm going to pick my Duolingo back up. Any other banging beers moments, Bob, that stick out?
Well, that shit in the pants story, that was definitely a...
Oh, yeah. That guy, he'll have them all for you. good old Neb. Gotta love Neb when he shows up to the shows. All right, so this is the Urban Abbey Apricot. God, you can read it.
Apricot wheat.
Apricot wheat, yeah.
There's more. So Urban Abbey Apricot Wheat from the Turkey Hill Brewing Company of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. It's listed as a fruit beer. Comes in at 4.3% ABV. Makes it a sesh beer. There we go. 19 IBUs. It's been checked in 322 times. I have one friend check in. No highlight. There is no write-up. And the flavor profile is listed as fruity, light, sweet, aromatic, and full.
This is delicious. That apricot's really, it has the apricot, but it almost has like an apple crisp to it as well. Maybe it's just me, once again, being weird. Or maybe just a crisp with like a pear. Like, you know how when you can eat a pear like an apple and it has like that like crispiness to it? I don't know. This is delicious. That's a front runner right now for me. That's gonna be the tough one to beat. Very simple can art too, just the turkey. Now, is this the same turkey? Like, is this the same turkey?
No relation to the mini market. No.
Okay, I was gonna say like,
You know, to be honest, I'm surprised that there wasn't like some like a
copyright
trademarking or something. Yeah. But
because like when you're in Pennsylvania, you see, you think Turkey Hill, you think gas station, you think of like the ice Turkey Hill iced tea, Turkey Hill ice cream, like Turkey Hill dairy. And they're not linked at all?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Wow.
And all the Turkey Hill mini market stuff, that's all based out of Lancaster.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. When I seen this and I seen Bloomsburg, I was like, that's odd.
But you know, now that I think of it, that I said before, there was like a bed and breakfast or a small hotel or inn on the grounds.
Yeah.
That may very well predate the mini market stuff.
So maybe that's why they got away with it, because you.
I mean, if you're older, you're not getting away with it. You own it.
Yeah. Well, even if you don't, like, if you never trademarked, like, so if someone turned around and said, "I'm going to make banging beers," but we've been doing it for 4 years, but they trademarked it after, we would still be okay because we've been doing it and active with it before
Exactly. That would be the saving grace. It's documented. You have historical records to prove it.
Yeah.
It's just like if I ever decided I wanted to brew beer for real and not just be a home brewer and use the name of my home brewery and someone beat me to it. All my beers untapped, I can prove that I made stuff
at this,
you know, 5 years that ago name. Or whatever.
Smart. All righty. So what's been new with you, man? We haven't sat down and talked for a while.
Hang on. I need to bring up a picture for this one. And you'll get a kick out of this. I fucking met Dom the beer bro.
No, you didn't. How do you even know what he looks like?
Thursday after work, I went for dinner at Sabatini's in Exeter with Rosa. And whenever I'm out and about on the activity tab on Untapped, every so often I switch it from friends to local. And that will show you anyone logging in a beer within 5 miles of you.
Please tell me you've seen him check a beer and you're like, we're going there?
No, we were there eating dinner and... When I switched to local, he logged a beer in from there 9 minutes ago. And I like tagged him on his beer. I'm like, yo, where are you at? We're here now.
And he was still there?
Yeah.
Did you tell him how we always love his reviews on the show?
Oh, yeah. He knows.
Really?
So then he came down and he spent he moved all his stuff down. He spent the rest of the visit there sitting next to us.
That's awesome. Nice guy?
Yeah.
So when they say don't meet your heroes, they never met Dom the beer bro.
And for anyone else, it's a part-time gig, but Dom the beer bro occasionally bartends at Breaker Brewing in Wilkes-Barre on Saturdays.
We might have to go support us some Dom the Beer Bro. He has the best on tap write-ups. That's a goal. Like when we obviously it won't be a banging beers thing, but underneath the new channel, we need to go bring the GoPros out and just do a day with Dom the Beer. I want to hear Dom the Beer Bro's beer reviews, like in person. Sam's Brews hanging out with us. Awesome. Love Turkey Hill Brewing Company. I make an annual stop. They're coming home from Bloomsburg Fair. Yeah, Bloomsburg Fair is coming up very soon. If you guys are all local, like I said, hit up my my new channel or follow me on social media, Anthony Blackwell Jr. And we will we'll hang out at the Bloomsburg Fair if we're up the same day. Ran into Bob G at Sabs, and holy shit, we had some beer. Imagine that. Hashtag beer fam. What a fantastic beer this is. The bourbon is right out front and doesn't let up. Super sweet and sticky, thick finish with tons of dark fruit and spice on the ass end. There it is. You made a Dom the Beer Bros tag in. Barley wine.
Barrel aged barley wine.
Wow. Where's Sabatini's at?
It's in Exeter.
Nice. I love that. I love that for you that you met Dom the Beer Bro. That's really funny. That's the thing too, man. The wrestling side of thing for me have really, really picked up, and this is not a bummer for me. I'm loving the fact that I'm getting opportunities, because as a kid, man, I never thought in a million years I'd have these opportunities to do things in professional wrestling and meet people I've been watching on TV and just be behind the curtain of a show. But as of lately, I've been getting tons of bookings in New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey more than I'm in Pennsylvania, which is insane to me. So yeah, getting a lot of stuff in Jersey when it comes to taking bookings and doing for pro wrestling stuff. But I definitely want to make more opportunities to meet people, you know what I mean? And get more in the beer community, but it's just so hard. There's only so much time in the day, you know what I mean? But, we never had a full day with Sam yet. There's so many opportunities we had to hang out with people and just never had a chance to do it. But yeah. All right. Do you want to take a brief steer away here and go to some cider? You want to try that Stone Mountain?
I'm game. Like I said, it did not let me create it. I think it was something to do with it being from a winery.
Yeah.
So if anyone's following, at least as far as right now, you won't be able to log this in on Untappd. I'll try again after the show to create it.
I don't remember the story where Heidi was, who she was with, where she got this. Obviously, Stone Mountain Steel Plow is probably where she picked it up. But this is a Pennsylvania handcraft hard cider. It's a bourbon barrel aged. And it, she bought it and for the show, and we just never touched it. And I can't open it. There it goes. I got it.
It's Stone Mountain Wine Cellars from Pine Grove.
Pine Grove, Pennsylvania. Look at it smoking. If anyone ever had Stone Mountain, let us know.
So this is 9.3%. So that's
very small.
That's pork. Up there for a cider.
I've never had a bourbon aged cider. I'm gonna go small pours. Like I said, I got shit to do later. Jesus Christmas! Smells like you're taking a shot. Smells like pure grain. Ooh, baby. Oh, I was going to put the lid on. Go ahead. I'm nervous, Bob.
It's all right.
I thought you're not blind.
I was expecting a lot more barely bourbony, but it's actually, even though it smells really strong in that direction, the flavor is very mellow.
Yeah.
It actually works really, if you like cider, especially a drier cider, I think it works together fantastic.
What the fuck just happened? You smell that, and it smelled like pure booze. Like, like we poured pure like bourbon into a glass.
But that you know, that's what it was. I was, you know, it's not going to kick in. It's even though the aroma is very strong, the flavor is very mild.
I don't taste any bourbon.
Very, very mild. And actually, I want to say like that. I can tell it's from the bourbon and the barrel, but just a touch of caramel, maybe.
Yeah. It honestly, the caramel, I will 100%. It, you know what it tastes like? You know those like a caramel apple like food, like it has like that crisp like a granny or like the green apple, almost
Granny Smith
apple, and that smoky char caramel malty of like the barrel age hits it just right, where you get a little bit of that, like you said, the caramel taste to it.
Yeah, that's
no
really good.
No alcohol burn. No,
yeah, absolutely zero burn. You're right. And that goes down smooth.
That's a really good cider. Like, that's beautiful. Holy shit, that's fantastic. Good for you, Stone Mountain Steel Plow. That's a good cider.
Yeah, you have to be sure and give them a
and
shout
it's not
out,
overly man. Sweet. Like,
that's what I said. It's primarily dry. I'd have to check, but like, especially with it being a higher strength like that, they probably use champagne yeast.
You know what? I get a little champagne-y in that too. Now you're saying that it almost tastes like you're drinking like a sparkling cider, almost like you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really tasty.
Yes, it is.
Very impressive. Yeah, if you're into ciders, man, definitely check them out. That is
Heidi. She picked a winner.
That is really, really good. Really, really, really stoked about that. Yeah, you know how you drink like the. And this is not hate or anything, but like when you get the Blakes or the Ace and those ciders are really, really sweet, almost like you're like, oh, you're puckering a little bit because there's so much like it's not saying the sugar, but like just the natural that you would get, like how it tastes like you're drinking. Like if you got like you went to a farmer's market and got like the
brown jugs,
Jug ciders. That's exactly what it tastes like. That's really like the Bloomsburg Fair. You would get the brown jug cider. And they'd put like a little whipped cream or something on. Like, that's really good cider. That's fantastic. Wow. Beautiful. Are you moving this out here for me? I don't know what you're doing there. You're like, here, have my water. You're confusing me, Bob. Maybe the cider. All right. Let's get into our hells, and then we'll switch over to this death trap, what you're pouring here. This is a really cool bottle, by the way. This looks like something a pirate would drink out of. And I do like how when you pop this off, you can still reseal it. Did it come like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, obviously it came like that, dummy Tony.
Actually, the purpose of having the stopper like that to reseal it is there's dairy in there. So if you weren't able to make it airtight and it was constantly exposed to
air, would go bad.
It would go bad.
All right, let's check out my depression again real quick, Bob. Where are we at? 12-0. Jeez, good. Go birds. No, not birds. Go Washington. 12-0. Jesus Christmas. And we punt the ball out of bounds and give Detroit the ball back on the wrong side of the 50. What a day. What else? Let's go around the league. Jets and Browns tied at 7. Bucks are losing to the Saints 3-0. Giants beating the Panthers 6-3. Patriots losing the Steelers 3-0. Jags beating the Colts 7-0. Ravens only up 7 on the Dolphins, so it's not too terrible, Bob. Not 12-0, you know what I mean? 12-0 with the ball on the wrong side of the 50. All right.
All right, what the hell is? Helles Lager from Turkey Hill Brewing Company of Bloomsburg, PA. Comes in at 5.4% ABV, and it's listed at 10 IBUs. It's been checked in 462 times, averages a 3.55. I have two friend check-ins where it averages a 4, and this will be my first time trying it. Again, this is one with no write-up. The flavor profile is listed as light, clean, dry, malty, and spicy.
Why is it spicy?
Is that the internet thing? Heidi, if Heidi's listening, she'll laugh at that. Everything I said it was.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I wouldn't say spicy, but I see what they're trying to go for when they say that, if that makes any sense. I can't describe it, but I know what the taste, what they're saying is there.
After you get that little zip after the maltiness in the back.
Yeah.
That's very well done too. That's probably somewhere around a 4 for me. That's it hits all the right spots for a Helles.
Not my favorite style lager, the Helles. But I mean, it's enjoyable. Oh boy, I can't even find it, Bob. Lager.
I'll tag you.
Oh, there it is. It just says what the Helles. Ours are two. No. What the Helles? The next one that popped up was from Mount Gretna. They made one called What the Helles Lager too. Mount Gretna, another place I want to get to. Boy, those boys can make some beer down there. Very, very talented brewers at Mount Gretna. If you're looking for somewhere like add to your list, make sure you put them on it and tell them we sent you. Love those guys. Very, 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 very talented. Now you said you've been taking a break since the what we got here. Sorry. Taking a break since that brew fest that you went to.
Well, it was actually a chili pepper festival.
Chili pepper, yeah.
But I stocked up ridiculously on hot sauces and then on top of that we brewery toured the way home, so after I spent a couple $100 in hot sauce.
Don't you struggle with like acid reflux or anything? No. Oh, lucky you.
Then we stopped at 3 breweries.
Yeah. Between me eating nothing but red sauce, like I love chicken parm, like marinara and pizza and beer, and then you add hot sauce to that mix, like I would be a fire breathing dragon.
I put hot sauce on all my pizza. So.
Jesus, yeah, I would die. I feel like I'm gonna die.
Actually, hang on here, make you shit your pants. Hang on.
What is the hottest sauce you ever had?
Again, it has to have some flavor because I'm not about just.
You're not like
burning my mouth, or
you're not the guy who's like, I want to try the hottest one ever.
No, I generally enjoy hot sauce that has flavor to it, and so I'm probably most people that are like real hotheads will probably make fun of me because I would call myself a low to mild heat sauce guy.
Okay,
and the strongest one that I've ever seen listed that I know I've had was about 50,000 Scovilles.
I wonder which one mine was that I had.
So that was my take home from the chili pepper.
Holy shit. Let's see if I know anybody. Is my boy in there? There he is.
Yeah, he's in there.
Hotheads, hot Java. I love Tim Meyer. So I'm not a hotheads guy. I'm not a hot sauce guy. But I ate about 13 of Tim's different sauces one time on a podcast. And they were hot, but they tasted good. They were all very tasty. But he's a psychopath. He's like, let's drink this, let's eat this hot sauce. It's going to make your mouth turn inside out. And it's just like, I don't need that in my life. Turkey Hill makes some pretty good, rye ales as well. Yeah. Everything we've had so far, Sam, has been unbelievable. Everything has been really, really good. Let's see what chocolate.
But, on my Instagram, which I started using kind of more often now, as I went through the Hot Pepper Festival, I posted like I do at the Beer Fest. So there's your boy in his tent.
Oh, I love him and his beautiful, beautiful girl. They're great people. Support Hotheads Hot Sauce. I loved him to death. So this is the one that Tim made me eat. It's called Chocolate Plague.
Chocolate habaneros.
I don't know. It was stupid. It was a dumb idea. hold on. The reviews here are not what I'm looking for. Is there like a thing? Yeah. Like,
doesn't he have it listed on his own site?
No. It's made by a company called Puckerbutt. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Go to hell.
It wasn't one of his.
No, it wasn't one of his. Chocolate Plague is a dark, sinister dive into extreme heat. It's a deep, smoky flavor and spice kick in immediately. And they weren't lying. The aftershock continues even after the mouth feels like it subsides. Not lying. Don't let the name fool you. There is nothing sweet about this Scoville sauce. This sauce is straight from the diabolical mind of Smokin' Ed Curry's FU and is made from the out of our freak show pepper. The chocolate Buddha, Bluta, I don't know, a mild hybrid ghost pepper, a chocolate Dolot pepper. This sauce's incredible flavor has an earthiness to the pepper. I didn't get any flavor. I just got, it's like someone lit my mouth on fire just before tearing eyes you with a Scoville body blows. It says painfully hot, 80% fresh all natural pepper. Ingredients is chocolate Bluta, pepper, and vinegar. And yeah, it's considered painfully hot. So this was it was a second to last sauce on Hot Ones one season, and we ate it and I did not have a good time. Dude, immediately just start crying. Just started crying. My body just couldn't handle it. It was the worst.
The one that I have seen an actual rating for, and I know that it's the hottest one I've seen. Like I said, it was 50,000 Scovilles. So I mean, what you're looking at was probably somewhere in the hundreds of thousands, but it was headless horseradish from Torchbearer Sauces, and that was ghost peppers and horseradish were the main drivers of the flavor there.
Here's the thing: it doesn't say Scovilles.
Most of them don't. If you fart around on the internet enough, you can find places that will rate the sauces. No one ever has a complete list. No one's lists are the same.
So this is a level 10 Scoville, and it's 600. It's 690,000 Scovilles. That's high, right?
Yeah.
That's why did I do that? Obviously, 10 is the highest it goes. Wow. Yeah, that was dumb. Like, do you ever go to the place and just be like, oh, I'll do like your wing challenge and I'll try to eat like your 10 hottest wings and I'll get a t-shirt? Like, you try that stuff?
No, that's a man versus food ruined a lot of those where now they're hotter than they originally were.
Oh, really?
And again, it's to me, it's not about the heat. It's about flavor. If I was to go to a food challenge, that would be something where it was based on quantity,
yeah,
as opposed to being insanely hot.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll do a short. Now, what do we got here? You open that for us. I don't want to fuck it up because it looks like a fancy dancy bottle. Oh, what am we? I don't know about that.
Well, you think it went bad?
No, I don't know. I just it smells weird.
I can't smell anything.
No. So what are we drinking?
So, it's a chai, so think of something like along the lines of rum chata. But I have had this bottle for a long time, but it's been refrigerated the whole time. Posset was a dessert or drink made from curdled milk.
Oh, boy, should have said that.
Enriched with sugar and alcohol. I'm sure that, well, Shakespeare mentions posset several times in his writings. And with sudden vigor it doth posset and curd. Yeah like I'm reading medieval English.
Yeah, just
here.
Stop reading because you're not making it better for me. You try it and I'll see.
Possets were eaten for pleasure too, though. Yeah, and then there's another quote from Shakespeare.
I'm gonna I'm gonna get my man's standby.
Yeah, how about an empty glass?
Oh boy, not doing that much of a pour. That little chunk to it. God, you give your first little whipper there. Let me know what you think. It looks like chocolate milk.
There are chunks in it.
Is there?
Rum. Cream.
I'm afraid I'm not going to get past the consistency. It probably doesn't taste bad.
No, it does not at all.
But the
chocolatey.
So, like, for example, we were going to take a road trip up to a brewery because they just came out with some fun beers. And it's like a pop culture beer again. And it's a beer. It's a brewery we've had on this podcast before. But the style of beer it is that those heavily fruited sours where they're thick and chunky and they taste great. I just can't get past that consistency. And it grosses me out.
I think this is actually pretty fucking good.
It's all mental right now for me.
Chew the chunks, man. They're fantastic.
You can't say that.
I'm serious. It tastes fantastic.
All right. Don't like this. Here we go. It doesn't smell bad, but it looks gross.
First thing that's going to hit you is rum. You get a little bit of burn. There's vodka in there too. Then you're going to get the creaminess, a little bit of chocolatey.
I siphoned it. I put my lips so the chunk didn't get in. No, it does taste really good. It has like a buttery to it too, almost too.
That's the curdled milk.
All right, that's good. Yeah, that tastes good. Yeah, it's like a spice rum, chocolate milk almost. Yeah, the consistency. Once you get past that, you're good. Like, look at that. Look at that big chunker in there. I'll sit more on that in a second.
Chunky deliciousness.
All right, let's get our last beer here, and let's bring it home. Let's call that last call. This is the last one. It is the Barn Dance. A lot of dead air today. We're sorry. Like I said, podcast wise, this is not our best effort here.
You got this one already?
Pulling up now. Barn Dance Blondale. Blondale, right?
Yeah. Yep.
4.5 ABV, 14 IBU. Look at them putting the IBUs out there still. 15, my friends checked it in, gave it a 3.12. 1.2K check in overall, give it a 3.48. 2K total, 10 monthly. Light, smooth, clean, sweet, malty. No write-up. No write-ups. Yeah, let's go.
No complaints about that either.
Love it. Yeah, that's really good. Oh boy, that's an all-dayer for me. If I had a case of that, I wouldn't be upset by it. Drink that all day.
Absolutely.
That's an all-day beer. I think three is where average people would give it, but I think this is should be higher up. Like I don't know if I'd seek this out, but if I was somewhere and it was on tap, I drink more than my fair share of it. All right. While we're still sipping on that and it's fresh in our mind, what are you thinking for beer of the night? Who will win the last beer of the night, Bob? It's been really hard to do beers of the night with just two people because we don't have that third person as like the mediator.
I'm probably going to go with the apricot.
I'm going to go with you, too. That's going to be our beer of the night. My number two is going to be the barn dance. I want to go dance in a barn with Tim Mingle. He does barn shows. I think they've all been really good, but when it comes to overall flavor and what hits you, that these two have just like they pack a lot of flavor and a lot like a lot going on with them.
I'll tell you what, I'll jump the fence and I'll agree to you to call this number two, and I'm gonna say that the Revelation Pale Ale is number three.
I'm with that. I totally agree with that. So a beer of the night, Urban Abbey apricot wheat ale. Number two is gonna be Barn Dance Blonde Ale, and number three gonna be Revelation Pale Ale. What the hell's is fantastic as well. Everything we had in this table was really, really, really good. Definitely, if you haven't had Turkey Hill Brewing Company, please go check it out.
And it's a beautiful venue too. It's worth it just to check the building out. Don't worry about dressing up fancy. Like I said, I'm prone to just like go straight from work, you know, in a work t-shirt and shorts. Go to the downstairs bar, you know, they're, no one's going to bang on you anyways, unless you got like big dirt stains on you or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful place. As we just showed you, the beer is good. The food is great. You can't go wrong.
So, you know how we talked earlier? I'm gonna come up front. I'm gonna be honest here. You know why it probably took me so long to try Turkey Hill Brewing Company? The name.
Because you thought it was.
I thought it was associated with the gas station stuff. So. I like Gears. I like Swiss. Every time I've ever had a Turkey Hill iced tea, I thought it was gross. I cannot drink Turkey Hill ice cream, like iced tea. And then when I have Turkey Hill milk, I don't like it. Turkey Hill chocolate milk, I don't like it. Turkey Hill ice cream, I can get by with it. It's ice cream. You can't really fuck up ice cream. So when I see Turkey Hill, I think of the Turkey Hill products, and I'm not into them. And I thought the brewery was associated with it. Now that I know, not saying it helped, but every one of their beers have been great. Yes. But honestly, that name for me was my turnoff, if that makes any sense. Yeah, I didn't know that they were not. I thought they were affiliated, and they might still be affiliated. But they said in the chat, it's a cozy like atmosphere, Sam says. But yeah, the tons of live music. The food there looks fantastic. Definitely check them out. Once again. Thank you guys. Actually, I'll let you close out here, and then I'll go behind you because I'll probably ramble on.
I'm just gonna be like normal. You know, go ahead. I'll just give my shot.
Oh. And thank you. Seriously, 4 years sitting at a table with my buds drinking beers has been a blast. And I know it's easy to say like, hey, just do it for the love. Just do it for the sit and hang out with your buds. And that's great. But unfortunately, it's a lot of time, effort, and money invested in this, and people have to take times away from their family and loved ones to do it. And then when you do it and you get 12 plays, it's hard to justify, you know. And for me, I want to stay with the consistency, like keep at it, it'll grow, keep at it, it'll grow. And then it's hard to say like, well, how to keep at it when it's 12 plays and no one seems to care. And you know what I mean? It's hard. And it's not on you as a listener, because if you're one of the 12 or 13 or whatever it may be, thank you. Seriously, it means a lot. Thank you for this continued support. If you continue supporting, that would be amazing as well. Hang out at the Anthony Blackwell Jr. So on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, wherever social media you use, just type in Anthony Blackwell Jr. You'll find me. And the new YouTube channel, if you can head over and subscribe to that, it would be very greatly appreciated. There's a lot of good content that's coming soon. There will be beer related. I'm sure you're going to see me still drinking beers while I'm doing my other things, because I do enjoy my beer. But seriously, thank you all for the support. Anyone who's ever bought a t-shirt, anyone who's ever donated, anyone who's ever done anything, just shared our content, liked it. It means a lot. It seriously.
And again, the merch is all going to stay in place.
Yeah, the merch will still stay there. I agreed. I steered cleared for the exact same reason. And then we went there and loved it. There you go. I'm not the only one who says that. I thought I'd be weird by saying that, but thank you, Pete DeLong, who is, by the way, the greatest commentator in professional wrestling I've ever worked with. He's so good. I'll say this right now in the chat. I worked last night with a really, really, really talented commentator person who works for New Japan, used to work for WWE, worked all over the place, Kevin Kelly. And I told him how I'm going to see him in December at a con, and he's going to be doing a seminar with Pete. And he said, this is exactly what he said, Pete. Kevin Kelly said that you are insanely talented, and he's excited to work with you at that convention. So I know that's going to make you feel real good about yourself, because someone like Kevin Kelly, who knows you and listens to your work and says you're very good, you deserve the world. And make sure you follow Pete DeLong. Check him out on YouTube as well. Help his channel get some more subscribers and some love. But yeah, Kevin Kelly absolutely knows who you are, and he's excited to do the convention with you. They're doing actually a commentary seminar where Kevin Kelly's going to talk about essentially what he does on the pro level, and Pete's going to attack it from like the independent level and how he handles things. Because when you go to a major company, the company has everything laid out of what you're going to say and do, and the characters and the storylines. And the independent scene, you kind of have to do your own research and figure out who the talent are and find that stuff out. So it's going to be a little bit of both, and it's going to be kind of cool to see Pete and Kevin work together on all that stuff. So I'm really excited. But yeah, make sure you follow Pete DeLong on all social media as well, especially his YouTube channel. I think he's currently, so if you go to my brand new channel and you scroll down to the bottom, it's all the companies I work for and the people who support me are all there. Pete's the very first link. So make sure if you subscribe to us, you subscribe to him as well and help him out. He's a really, really good guy. He works his ass off, and love him to death. But that's my plug too. That'll all be in one. Thank you guys for the support for as long as you gave it. And Bob, what do you got?
Actually, I'm wearing a liquor shirt today.
Smuggler's Notch.
Yeah, I was at, that's a distillery in Vermont. I went there on our last vacation. If you're up that way, check them out. Get another shout out to Turkey Hill.
Yeah, very good.
You're not wasting your time if you sit there. The beer is good, the food is good, and it's a beautiful place. Check it out.
Yeah. Anything closing for the show you want to say to the listeners?
I wish I was going to stick around longer. Like I said, I didn't think I would enjoy doing this as much as I do.
I enjoyed doing it with you, man. It was fun. It was fun to keep learning about you each week. And because coming in, I knew nothing. We knew nothing about each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was fun to learn about each other and watch you come out of your shell a little bit. It was kind of fun. Yeah. But it ain't over, man. We're still like, we're going to do more cool things, and it won't be technically in this kitchen. We're going to do them on location.
Studio.
Yeah. If we get to the point where I can grow and get a studio, that'd be great. But I think Heidi's very excited to have her kitchen back as well. But yeah, it ain't over, bud. We're not done talking beers and drinking beers together and still getting to know each other. It just unfortunately won't be under the Bangin' Beers banner, which, by the way, I'm going to give that to you when we leave today. That's yours.
All right.
I want you to take it home and put it over your bar. Because listen, I had a lot of people come, and I thank everyone for their time they've ever spent on this show. But you cared about it as much as I did, and that means a lot. It really does. I tried really hard to keep it alive for you, but it's like I said, it's tough, man. It's really hard to try to manage all those social medias and do everything. I think this is the way to go, and I know it feels weird and awkward to me to make it about my name. But I think it's the best way to grow is doing it that way, because my name's out there and I'm physically out there putting it out there. But it ain't done, man. We're still gonna go to bars and breweries and do beer stuff. And every time I have a beer type thing, I'll make sure you're totally involved in it. All right.
I'll be there.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys so much. Bangin' Beers Podcast. Last call. Tip your bartenders. We're out of here for the last time. Faith in Exile. See you guys later.